Empty shops in two town centres could be filled by autumn through a new auction process. Plans to introduce new enforcement measures to deal with shuttered shops in Bishop Auckland and Stanley are progressing as part of a national scheme. Both towns show the largest increase in vacancy rates in County Durham at 3.25% in Bishop Auckland and 3.2% in Stanley. The High Street Rental Auction, HSRA, scheme was introduced by the government in its Levelling Up and Regeneration Act to tackle persistent vacant units in town centres. It allows authorities to undertake an auction, offering a lease of up to 5 years on a privately owned property if other attempts to engage and work proactively with a landlord have failed. Karen Allison, Cabinet Member for Leisure, Tourism and High Street, said, "We are committed to revitalising high streets across County Durham and ensuring residents and visitors have access to vibrant town centres, which are home to a wide range of businesses. We are already doing all we can to work proactively with landlords to achieve this, but these HSRA powers provide us with an additional tool to speed up the recovery of town centres. In Bishop Auckland, work is ongoing on several town centre projects after investment from the government and Durham County Council. Once the designated HSRA areas are approved, the authority is required to survey the vacant properties within each boundary to understand if they are suitable for auction, establish appropriate types of use for each property, and assess any works a landlord may need to undertake to meet a minimum standard." Durham County Council said preparation work on the next stage of the HSRA process will take around 22 weeks, with the first auction properties to be let through the process expected to be occupied in autumn this year. Councillor Allison added, "We look forward to bringing positive change to Bishop Auckland and Stanley as part of the pilot scheme to bring these high streets up to the standard expected by our residents and encourage even more visitors to both towns."
Asbestos-ridden rubble fell from the ceiling of Darlington's Barclays Bank after significant cracking was discovered. It has emerged. Barclays on High Row was forced to close temporarily in February for urgent repairs to the Grade 2 listed building. But planning documents have now revealed that structural concerns and the unexpected discovery of asbestos in voids in the ceiling sparked the closure. Significant cracking had been found in the ceiling of the banking hall, and in January, after two openings formed, rubble containing asbestos fell from the ceiling void. Barclays has remained closed to customers for weeks, and it is not yet known when the bank will reopen, although the branch's website is kept up to date weekly with changes, and customers will be notified when it is scheduled to reopen. The site has a layered ceiling structure, including a flat banking hall ceiling, a mezzanine ceiling, and a coffered ceiling, a grid of sunken panels, and a listed ceiling. An inspection into cracking in the ceiling in December suggested timber props should be installed for safety, planning documents reveal. A survey in January found no asbestos in the ceiling, but a further inspection days later found two openings in the coffered ceiling and rubble fell to the floor. The coffered ceiling was removed and widespread asbestos found. Plans say any usable historic fragments will be salvaged and the coffered ceiling is planned to be reinstated like for like. A spokesperson for Barclays said, "Our Darlington branch is temporarily closed while essential repairs are carried out. In the meantime, customers can manage everyday banking needs, including account queries and a wide range of services, by phone or online. Cash and cheque transactions can be completed at the nearest post office. For those customers who prefer to speak with a colleague, Our telephone team is available 6 days a week, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
A ditch at the side of a road in North Yorkshire is probably the last place you would expect to see a boat. But a blue and white vessel, complete with trailer, has left drivers baffled where it lies off the side of the A167 between Darlington and Northallerton. One driver said, "I don't know how it got there. It's the last place you expect to see a boat. It is believed to have ended up there sometime between Thursday and Friday, March the 12th to 13th last week. Even police who were called to a three-vehicle crash on the road on Friday said they didn't know how the boat had ended up there. An officer responding to the crash, which shut the road both ways, said the boat was not involved in the incident. North Yorkshire Council said it was made aware of the out-of-place craft on Monday, March the 16th.
A part-time teaching assistant from County Durham is set to open her very own self-service cake shed outside her home after years in the making. Kim Gouchy from Newton Aycliffe is about to launch an honesty-based cake shed at the end of her driveway, offering a range of homemade sweet treats to people in the area. The 44-year-old said the idea for her business has been a long-term dream of hers after starting her own baking business, Kim's Kitchen, 5 years ago. She said, "I've been baking for more than 5 years now, and it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I'd been quietly watching other people who had cake sheds and seeing how they worked, but I hadn't really had the confidence to take the plunge myself. Eventually, I just thought, why not give it a go and see how it goes?" The cake shed will operate on a self-service basis, allowing customers to pick up their favourite treats and pay online via a QR code or with cash. She said, "I'll have a QR code that people can scan and pay directly through their bank. There'll also be a cash tin there as well for people who prefer to pay that way. So it gives people a couple of options, and it's on an honesty box basis." The shed will be located at the end of her drive and will be monitored by CCTV. You can find the cake shed at 42 Ede Close, DL5 7QQ. The project has currently been in the works for around 2 months, and Kim said she wanted to make sure everything was perfect before officially opening. Customers will be able to choose from a wide selection of classic homemade bakes when the shed opens. She said, "I'm going to keep it relatively simple, but it will include all the classics that people love. It is a small business, and I don't have loads of followers, but the response has been really nice, and everyone has been so supportive." The cake shed is set to open on Saturday, March the 21st.
A housing developer has set out plans for a new estate of family homes. Banks Homes is looking to build around 50 properties in Sedgefield, on a site bordered by the A689 and Stockton Road. The developer, based in County Durham, held a public consultation event in December to gather feedback from residents. Kate Culverhouse, Community Relations Manager at the Banks Group, said, "The feedback we've had from local people has been very useful in helping us finalise our development designs, and we're very grateful to everyone who took the time to give us their views." The team said this feedback was used to shape the plans, which now include at least 20% affordable housing, a minimum 10% biodiversity net gain, and alternative heating systems to reduce carbon emissions. Kate added, "This will be a high-quality development of sustainable new homes, with its location offering excellent transport links both into and away from Sedgefield. The team plan on submitting the official planning application to Durham County Council later this year. Access to the site would be via a new junction onto Stockton Road and, if approved, construction could begin by summer 2027.
Two young people have secured a starting point in one of the UK's most advanced engineering sectors. 16-year-old Sam Norman of Crook and 17-year-old Evan Porter of Darlington have joined Octric Semiconductors UK as the first multi-skilled maintenance apprentices under a new partnership between the company and South West Durham Training, SWDT. Octric Semiconductors UK, based at Aycliffe Business Park, operates the only secure facility in the UK capable of manufacturing compound semiconductors. These advanced chips are critical for applications in defence, telecommunications and space. Mr. Norman, a former Parkside Academy pupil, said, "I wasn't sure at first about an apprenticeship, but I'm so pleased I took that step now. We've been shadowing in the workshop, helping with everything from planned maintenance to breakdowns. I've always enjoyed problem solving, and that is a key aspect of the job. I want to be a fully qualified maintenance technician and get a job at the end of it. It's a great opportunity." Former Longfield Academy student Mr. Porter said, "The recruitment was exciting but tough. We had an icebreaker session, interviews, and even had to do a presentation. I worked hard to get this, and I'm so proud. Octric is a company with a strong backing and a promising future, and I'd love to keep progressing until I have a permanent job here." The apprentices are following a 4-year Level 3 multi-skilled maintenance technical apprenticeship, with the potential to progress to a degree level qualification. They began their training in September through SWDT, which is part of the Bishop Auckland College Group. The Aycliffe facility, once opened as Fujitsu in 1991 by Queen Elizabeth II, was saved from closure in 2024 after a strategic acquisition by the Ministry of Defence. The arrival of apprentices marks a significant change for the factory, which has not brought in trainees for many years.
Primary school pupils are celebrating victory in an annual song contest after making a splash with a spectacular performance from The Little Mermaid. Disney was the theme for the 2026 Darlington Mayor's Junior Song Contest, with 17 schools competing in front of hundreds of parents at the Dolphin Centre. The winners were Winfield Primary School singing Part of Your World from the 1989 classic film The Little Mermaid. The standard was so high that the judges voted for St Bede's Roman Catholic Primary School and Reed Street Primary School as joint runners-up, with the Federation of Abbey Schools coming third. The Mayor of Darlington, Councillor Sonia Kane, was joined by mayors from other parts of the region for the annual contest. Councillor Kane said, "What a brilliant night. Everyone who's performed tonight should be so proud because the standard has been incredible and the judges had such a difficult task." The event raised money for the Mayor's charities, Family Help Darlington and Darlington Community Theatre. The judging panel included Katie Hibbard of Durham Music Service, Deputy Lieutenant of County Durham, Councillor Cindy Hughes, Paul Mason of Darlington Community Theatre, and Carol Clarkson, CEO of Family Help Darlington. Katie said, "The talent and dedication to music making in Darlington is stronger than ever. Every single choir sounded amazing and performed brilliantly. Having been at every single Mayor's Choir competition since it started in 2016, I think the standard this year was better than ever before." Extra awards were given to St Augustine's Roman Catholic Primary School for superb soloists and to St Mary's Cockerton Church of England Primary School for cuteness.
Chart-topping band Scouting for Girls will perform at Hardwick Hall Hotel in Sedgefield this September. The Elvis Ain't Dead hitmakers will form part of the annual Oyster Festival, making its return for the 23rd year. The event is scheduled for Friday, September the 25th, and promises to be a day filled with festivities and fundraising. In addition to performances from Scouting for Girls, who are known for popular tracks such as She's So Lovely and This Ain't a Love Song, the festival will feature acts including comedian Cal Halbert and the Emerald Thieves. Guests will also enjoy live music from the J.J. Galway Band and DJ Brandon Block, with the day hosted by Steve Walls. Attendees can look forward to a champagne reception upon arrival, followed by a three-course Freedom Air lunch. There will be various stalls offering fresh oysters and complimentary drinks, including lager, beer and wine, available throughout the event, which runs from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Over the past two decades, the Oyster Festival has raised more than £2.5 million for local good causes, with this year's beneficiary being the Angel Trust charity. The Angel Trust works to support individuals dealing with mental well-being issues, emergency accommodation and food poverty across Darlington and County Durham. Organisers are hopeful for record-breaking fundraising this year. John Adamson, owner of Hardwick Hall and Ramside Estates, expressed pride in the event, highlighting the region's finest qualities through its locally sourced seafood and generous guests. Tickets for the Oyster Festival are priced at £220 each, available by calling 01740 620 253 or emailing events@hardwickhallhotel.co.uk.
A fast food giant is set to open a new store in a County Durham town centre. American fast food chain Subway, which is best known for its sandwiches, is due to open in Newton Aycliffe. A new Facebook page titled Subway Newton Aycliffe has been created, with a short description stating Subway Newton Aycliffe new store opening 2026. The Newton Aycliffe Town Centre Facebook page has also confirmed the news, letting customers know it will open at 43 Dalton Way. Fresh baked bread, loaded subs and those banging salads packed with fresh toppings coming very soon to Newton Aycliffe Town Centre. The Subway story began in 1965 when 17-year-old Fred DeLuca asked his family friend, Dr. Peter Buck, a nuclear physicist, for advice on how to pay his college tuition. With an idea to open a submarine sandwich shop and an initial $1,000 investment from Dr. Buck, the two formed a business partnership that would ultimately change the landscape of the quick service restaurant industry.
That concludes the week's news.